Well, hello there. How are you today? This is the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 511. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. This is the last call for feedback on your preference regarding my plan to begin next week of reading the Old Testament on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and the New Testament on Tuesdays and Thursdays. With this new plan, we should finish the Old Testament this year, and we should also wrap up our second time through the New Testament at about the same time. Today, we're going to read 1 Corinthians 13 from the Common English Bible and 1 Corinthians 14 from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Let's begin. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak in tongues of human beings and of angels, but I don't have love, I am a clanging gong or a clashing cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy, and I know all the mysteries and everything else, and if I have such complete faith that I can move mountains, but I don't have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything that I have and hand over my own body to feel good about what I've done, but I don't have love, I receive no benefit whatsoever. Love is patient. Love is kind. It isn't jealous. It doesn't brag. It isn't arrogant. It isn't rude. It doesn't seek its own advantage. It isn't irritable. It doesn't keep a record of complaints. It isn't happy with injustice, but it is happy with the truth. Love puts up with all things, trusts in all things, hopes for all things, endures all things. Love never fails. As for prophecies, they will be brought to an end. As for tongues, they will stop. As for knowledge, it will be brought to an end. We know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, what is partial will be brought to an end. When I was a child, I used to speak as a child, reason like a child, think like a child. But now that I've become a man, I put an end to childish things. Now we see a reflection in a mirror. Then we will see face to face. Now I know partially, but then I will know completely in the same way that I have been completely known. Now faith, hope, and love remain, these three things. And the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, and above all that you may prophesy. For the person who speaks in another language is not speaking to men but to God, since no one understands him. However, he speaks mysteries in the Spirit. But the person who prophesies speaks to people for edification, encouragement, and consolation. The person who speaks in another language builds himself up, but he who prophesies builds up the church. I wish all of you spoke in other languages, but even more that you prophesied. The person who prophesies is greater than the person who speaks in languages, unless he interprets so that the church may be built up. But now, brothers, if I come to you speaking in other languages, how will I benefit you unless I speak to you with a revelation or knowledge or prophecy or teaching? Even inanimate things that produce sounds, whether flute or harp, if they don't make a distinction in the notes, how will what is played on the flute or harp be recognized? In fact, if the trumpet makes an unclear sound, who will prepare for battle? In the same way, unless you use your tongue for intelligible speech, how will what is spoken be known? For you will be speaking into the air. There are doubtless many different kinds of languages in the world, and all have meaning. Therefore, if I do not know the meaning of the language, I will be a foreigner to the speaker, and the speaker will be a foreigner to me. So also you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, seek to excel in building up the church. Therefore, the person who speaks in another language should pray that he can interpret. For if I pray in another language, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with my understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with my understanding. Otherwise, if you praise with the Spirit, how will the uninformed person say Amen at your giving of thanks, since he does not know what you're saying? for you may very well be giving thanks, but the other person is not being built up. I thank God that I speak in other languages more than all of you. Yet in the church, I would rather speak 5 words with my understanding in order to teach others also than 10,000 words in another language. Brothers, don't be childish in your thinking, but be infants in regard to evil and adult in your thinking. It is written in the law, I will speak to these people by people of other languages and by the lips of foreigners, and even then they will not listen to me, says the Lord. It follows that speaking in other languages is intended as a sign, not for believers, but for unbelievers. But prophecy is not for unbelievers, but for believers. Therefore, if the whole church assembles together, and all are speaking in other languages, and people who are uninformed or unbelievers come in, will they not say that you are out of your minds? But if all are prophesying, and some unbeliever or uninformed person comes in, he is convicted by all and is judged by all. The secrets of his heart will be revealed, and as a result, he will fall face down and worship God, proclaiming, God is really among you. What then is the conclusion, brothers? Whenever you come together, each one has a psalm, a teaching, a revelation, another language, or an interpretation. All things must be done for edification. If any person speaks in another language, there should be only 2, or at the most 3, each in turn, and someone must interpret. But if there's no interpreter, that person should keep silent in the church and speak to himself and to God. 2 or 3 prophets should speak, and the others should evaluate. But if something has been revealed to another person sitting there, the first prophet should be silent. For you can all prophesy one by one, so that everyone may learn and everyone may be encouraged. And the prophets' spirits are under the control of the prophets, since God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. As in all the churches of the saints, the women should be silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but should be submissive, as the law also says. And if they want to learn something, they should ask their own husbands at home, for it is disgraceful for a woman to speak in the church meeting. Did the word of God originate from you, or did it come to you only? If anyone thinks he is a prophet or spiritual, he should recognize that what I write to you is the Lord's command. But if anyone ignores this, he will be ignored. Therefore, my brothers, be eager to prophesy, and do not forbid speaking in other languages. But everything must be done decently and in order. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Well, most of you probably know that 1 Corinthians 13 is called the Love Chapter. It's one of the most popular chapters in the Bible, but we're not going to talk about that today. I want to look instead at chapter 14, verses 1 through 25, where Paul said that all the spiritual gifts are great and that we should desire them all, but that the gift of prophecy is the one to desire the most. And remember, there's much more than telling of future events with this gift. The gift of prophecy is the telling of God's message. Paul said that, quote, the person who prophesies speaks to people for edification, encouragement, and consolation. The person who speaks in another language builds himself up, but he who prophesies builds up the church. Paul went on, he said, I wish all of you spoke in other languages, but even more that you prophesied. The person who prophesies is greater than the person who speaks in languages unless he interprets so that the church may be built up. One of the common themes in Scripture is other-centeredness, the opposite of self-centeredness. Paul said in this chapter that speaking in tongues is great and all, but it really just builds up the person doing the speaking. Prophecy builds up the church. The Christian life is not, and it has never been, about doing for oneself. It's about serving others and helping the lost to find a relationship with the God of the universe. It troubles me deeply when I see preachers become wildly wealthy from their congregation, whether it's a local church or whether it's a TV evangelist. I don't have a problem with them if they earn a living that is comparable with the people they minister to, but a few of them become far wealthier than that. Seems very self-serving to me. Your job and mine is to serve others, and to have the gift of prophecy the ability to accurately and effectively communicate God's message is at once an honorable and humbling calling. Your thoughts? Let me hear from you. Steve@lifespringmedia.com. Have a great weekend. Get some rest if possible. Find a church, if you don't already have one, where God's Word is boldly proclaimed and accurately taught. Find a church where God's love is lived out among the local body and as an outreach to those outside its doors. The world desperately needs to know that God loves them. Thanks to my friendly editor for his support of the show. Stop by support.lifespringmedia to see how you can be a part of the support team. I'll see you Monday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.